What's going on, people? We back, and I told you we're going to be back today. I got a great show for y'all. You already know what time it is. It is Sapien the GOAT. Drip no slip. Drip Sapien, however you want to call it. It's a major drip. Oh, man, we got a great motherfucking show today. I got Trap Savvy. I got Clay Cole. It's going down. They doing the 420 show. I hope you got your blunts. I hope you got your sticks. I hope you got your tree. It's going to be a great show. Let's jump right into it. I ain't got Grant here with me today. Congratulations to him and his old lady. He just proposed. It's a beautiful thing, man. Hey, just like I told y'all, man, today is a special show, very special show. We got Trap Savvy and Clay Cole. They are calling in to the line today, man. We're going to be talking about the 420 concert show at the El Paso Coliseum on the 20th. Out here in El Paso, if you ever in the area, make sure that you're going to touch down. That is going to be crazy. They are debuting one of their hottest singles, Nowadays, Confidence. And then they also got some new music I know they're working on that I seen them on social media. But let's just go ahead and jump right into it. I got Trap Savvy and Clay Cole, young hip-hop artists straight out of El Paso from Atlanta, Georgia. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's good with you? How you doing?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. How y'all doing? I appreciate y'all taking the time out your business schedules to do the show with me today, man. I really appreciate that, man.
So, appreciate you.
All day, man. Trap Savvy, Clayco, man. Let's go ahead and jump right into it, man. What's the new single that y'all got right now out that y'all looking to debut?
We got that Made For This out right now. Mm-hmm. It's actually not even on iTunes yet, but we got the video out right now on YouTube. If you look up Trap Savvy in YouTube, you should be able to find it.
Trap Savvy, yeah. Now for the people out there that don't know, that's not a literate basis, go ahead and spell Trap Savvy for them and Clay Coast so they know exactly how to find y'all. And then what all platforms are y'all on?
Well, first, that's TrapSavvy with no spaces. And we're pretty much on every platform. I got a mixtape out. Well, I got my first project that I put out on all platforms, as well as JL Do.
Yeah, this is your first mixtape. Is that outside of A Little Longer?
No, A Little Longer is the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I've listened to A Little Longer. I'm really feeling that, bro. Actually, Confidence is one of my favorite, and I like Fountain. And that East Side. I like that East Side. I feel like that East Side, you was kind of relating to the El Paso area, if I'm correct.
Yeah, definitely. About? Like, if you watch the video, it's pretty much the artist I featured on there, Miles Angel. He my boy, and he's from the East, and at the time...
Big shout out to Miles Angel. I definitely know who Miles Angel is. I've been following him on social media, too. He's making some buzz. He got a definitely dope-ass song, that East Side joint he got. Is that the same song?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was the same song. I figured that he did a little... Did y'all remix it a little bit on your joint, or y'all kept it the same as?
Nah, it's the same song.
Okay. Hey, Clay Cole, how do you spell that for the people out there?
Clay Cole, is Clay Cole J-O?
Clay Cole J-O, I'm sorry. It's Clay Cole J-O. Y'all make sure y'all get that shit right.
Yeah. Nah, you good, boss. Clay Cole, K-L-A-Y-K-O-H, J-O, J-A-Y-O-H.
Okay, so y'all here, man. I got Trap Savvy and Clay Cole J-O. They gonna do the 420 Coliseum show. Well, you guys, you already told me that you're from Atlanta, so how did y'all find yourself in El Paso?
Really, shit. Well, we really kind of here both the same ways, like same way in a different way, because we both mm-hmm. here through military, but...
Okay, shout out to the military.
My stepdad was in the military. And Trap, he was in the military. So.
Oh, Trap, you a vet?
Yeah, I'm a vet.
That's what's up, man. I'm a vet too, brother, so I already know the struggle that we went through. What basic training did you go through?
Benny.
Oh, you a Benny boy too? I was on Sand Hill. You already know the deal. We kicking in doors and we laying down to their nose all day, baby. That's what's up, man. Shout out to the vets. Big shout outs to the vets. Big shout outs to Fort Benning, Sand Hill. That hill world hope. Y'all already know, man. Hey, when I was down there at Fort Benning, I had First Sergeant Phillips at in improcessor. Did you have Drill Sergeant Mac and Drill Sergeant Love and all them?
Man, bro, I don't even remember. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hell no, I can't remember that far back.
It's all love, man. It's all love. Hey, so the biggest question I want to ask you guys is, what's your motivation for the music outside of getting the bag? I mean, of course, everything is about getting the bag. But outside of that, what's your biggest motivation towards the music?
This shit passion, bro. For real. For me, music running my family. I grew up around music my whole life. I ain't never really start taking it serious till I got older, but I always was into it. You know what I'm saying? I always loved music, dancing, singing, all that.
Okay, so you dance too? You gonna be doing some choreography at the show?
I mean, we always turn up. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have our little, you know.
Yeah, so there ain't no Chris Brown spinning and all that though.
Oh, no. Just lit.
Ain't Chris Brown dancing.
All right, okay. Hey, you know some of the ladies love
they got it. They got to be real cool to see me dance like that. You know what I'm saying? They got to be like my brother to see me do some shit like that.
I hear that. Trap, what about you, man? Outside of getting the bag, man, what motivates you to do this music? What makes you want to, you know, lay all this on wax?
Really, bro? I just want to get this bag because I feel like a lot of people, well, mainly my fam, like the folks that do work that little 9-to-5 job, like it's kind of like they got to work to live, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like if I had enough money to where I could support everybody and like get that burden off of them, and they can go do whatever it is that they really want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. So you trying to basically hold down the fam. Your day zeros has been there. Just trying to make everybody else's life a little more less burden. And I can't be mad at that. That's why I'm chasing the bag myself, man. I got 4 kids, and they ain't cheap, goddammit. My oldest is same 2 sizes as me, okay? I don't know if I'm going to come in my closet and see some Jordans missing or not, so I don't know.
That's what I was about to say, too.
Yeah, I got 2 Y'all got kids? Y'all got any children?
Yeah, I got 2 kids.
How old? You don't mind?
They about to be... My daughter going to be 4 in August. My son going to be 3 in September.
Okay. What about you, Trap? Any children?
Nah, I ain't got no kids.
Oh, man. Trap's a smart one out here, man. We got to give you a round of applause, boy. You keep it right.
Nah, he round the way.
He round the way, but you got something on the way? You got something cooking?
Nah, I ain't got one on the way.
Nah. You say he ain't got one. He don't got one on the way. Don't jinx him like that.
Nah, he cooling right now.
Well, with all those groupies that y'all gonna be accumulating, you better be careful, Trap, because they gonna trap savvy you, brother. I'll tell you that.
You said they gonna trap savvy you.
Speaking of your ambitions of the music, how do y'all go about the process of making y'all music? Like, walk me through, how do you make a song, or how do you decide on what song to make?
Well, we could just walk them through how we made Dirty.
Well, walk me through how you made it there.
We could walk you through how we made for this. It's really kind of the same process. It's just like,
okay,
the beat is playing, and then somebody will say something, and we kind of just like have flowed, and then we'd be like, all right, like say that again, or we'll tell the engineer like keep that beat, and then we'll just write down what he said and
go
just,
off of that.
Yeah,
made for this. Yeah, we really made that literally right there. Then and there in that day.
So y'all go with the vibe off the album.
We go with the vibe.
You don't go into there like with some kind of energy already. Like, you know what? I'm going right about this. I'm just going to find the right beat for it. You just kind of go with the flow.
More like,
we could do that, but most of the time, like when we done linked up, it's like really we just be going off the vibe or whatever the beat telling us to do. Or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Word. Okay. And who's y'all? Do you guys work with the... with the same engineer, or you guys kind of switch up your engineers, or how does that go?
Oh yeah, that's our brother.
Yeah, we work with the same engineer every time.
And who's that?
Rocking him all the way.
Saw that again?
I said we work with the same engineer every time.
And what's his name? Or her name?
Leo Castellano.
Leo Castellano.
Alfe Entertainment out here in El Paso.
Oh, okay, big shout out to them. They got a location.
My nigga Leo. He stay on the east side by El Dorado.
Oh, okay. He doing it out his crib.
Yeah, but
look, bro, no,
I think he's the best out here. I think that's the same guy that's done some work on Blue the Greatest, a couple of his projects. Am I correct? Do y'all know Blue the Greatest?
I think he used to record with him, but I don't know. I don't know if he recorded.
I don't think he done none of Blue the Greatest new shit.
Oh, okay. He didn't do none of his new stuff. I know Blue went somewhere for his new stuff, but I think back in the day, this was like maybe 2 years ago, they was working together. I think I pulled up on him one time. So I think I'm familiar with who you're talking about. Buddy Nice. He real nice. Well, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy.
So, no, go ahead.
He recorded Evander Grimm and shit right now.
Ben and Grimm?
He recorded Evander Grimm.
Evander Grimm?
Yeah, I don't know if you know who that is, dude. Who be popping? He popping out here. He really popping everywhere for real. He got a little buzz.
I'm gonna have to look into him, yo. I'm gonna definitely have to look into him. So do you both do the beat placements, or like one of y'all say, yo, I'm feeling that beat, we got to do this, and then the other one jumps onto it too?
Man, we done made it some songs. It really just go how it go. If one of us got a song and we know the other one gonna feel it, we'll show it to them. If they fucking with it, then most of the time we hopping on it.
Word. Okay, cool. So who's the best lyricist between you two?
I don't know. I think that would be a question to leave up for debate, but
to the fans.
I couldn't tell you, because if I say me and he say him, then we still haven't reached
the verdict. Nah, but he's supposed to say him. But if we can't choose ourselves, then we're going to choose each other.
I feel like you're giving me the humble response, you know what I'm saying, because y'all partners, which I can respect. And then he also gave me a political response to saying leave it up to the fans, which is smart too. But, you know, sometimes people still like to stroke their own ego. You know, I got to throw it out there and ask.
Yeah, one thing about me though, well, both of us really, we just some humble niggas. We just doing what we do for real.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be humble in this industry and be smart.
We've been fucking with each other for a minute, bro. But like this shit, just like it happened when the time was right. You feel me?
Right. So outside of then, who's the best lyricist? Let me ask you both then this question separately. I'll start with you, Clay. What's your biggest weakness in music, and what's your strongest aspect?
My biggest weakness in music,
and that could be like maybe just, you know, do you procrastinate with finishing a song, or yeah, just your biggest weakness that you would like to eliminate?
That might be one of. I feel like my biggest one would be because we do so many songs. I feel like it'd be remembering words.
Man, that used to be one of my hardest parts too, bro. Because I used to write so many raps. I'd be like, dog, how do these motherfuckers remember this shit, dog? Like, you gotta continue and constantly reciting. I used to hate that shit. I ain't gonna lie. So don't feel bad about that. So what would you say is your strongest though?
My strongest, lately, I would say my features. I'm not even gonna cap. Real feature game, stupid.
A man said he's featured.
I might not even like the song, and my partner's be like, "Nah, just hop on the shit, and I hop on it and snap that motherfucker."
So, well, that ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's good to mess with some dope guys. I mean, the whole point is when you have a feature for y'all both to motivate each other to come the hardest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
that, you know, you can't be mad at that your features is dope. You know what I'm saying? Because if they weren't, then wouldn't nobody want to listen to the shit, right? You feel me?
Yeah.
No doubt. So Trap, what about you, bro? Let's start off with your strongest aspect. What would you say is your strongest aspect in music?
I feel like I can make a song quick as fuck, like a hook to a song. I can make a hook real quick, but it just depends, like if I feel the beat, like if I hear a beat I like, I can make something to it like quick.
Okay, cool. So we got the Quavo in the building, Quavo hook master. So then what would you say was your weakest then, bro?
Weakest, let's see. In music period, I would say trying to record like when it's a lot of people in the room, I low-key be, like, nervous because I don't know what I'd be sounding like outside of the headphones.
Word.
I'm be doing
Do y'all like a lot of people in your recording sessions, or do y'all kind of, like, keep it limited to just, like, people that you can trust, you know, not your, like, you don't
usually
want your yes-men around. You want some people that's going to be like, yo, that shit was kind of trash in the back.
Like usually when it's like the boys around and I'm be cool, but it's like when it's people that don't usually be in there that just be in there sometimes, and I'd be like, you know.
I'm the opposite way though.
You embrace the moment. You kind of embrace
it. I like it to be, it could be just me in there by myself, or I just, I really just like being in there, but I be liking when it be people in there too, cause they gonna tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? People that you don't know, like, they gonna really.
You're not afraid, but you're not afraid of their reaction
if they really like it. They not gonna sit there and listen to you if they don't really, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, Clay, let me ask you this though, Clayco. You're not afraid of maybe, you know, once you hit a certain standard of like fame and popularity that even get a couple of your mans won't be just sitting around saying yes to everything just because they want to sit around. You get what I'm saying? You're not afraid of that?
I mean, if it happens, I'm really not, because of the fact that I know what it sounds like too. Like,
right, at the end of the day, I know your own music.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we all got different opinions, but we can. That's the thing about me and Trap. Like, we can agree to disagree. So it's like if everybody really don't like something, they gonna tell me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, that's cool, man. That's what's up, man. So where do y'all see y'all career in like 3 years, man? Where would you like to see y'all at that peak of your career in 3 years?
Man, where I would like to see it at is paid shows, and then just making like a real record off the craft, you know what I'm saying?
Paid shows.
I feel like I want to see that sooner, but about 3 years, yeah, most definitely that. 3 years, that's why I said I see that sooner. But as far as like what you said, yeah, like 3 years, I just really want to have my respect and get my check. You feel me?
At the same time, yeah. No doubt, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, do y'all have management, or are y'all managing yourselves?
We don't have advisors, but for the most
part. Yeah, consultants.
Consultants? Okay, yeah. I know how that goes.
We're ourselves.
We putting all the footwork behind ourselves, really. Like, we ain't going to say all that. We getting love, you know what I'm saying? Love, people showing love and stuff like that. But as far as, like, putting ourselves out there and recording all that stuff, like, we putting it behind ourselves. We put the bread up ourselves, everything like that, so.
That's what's up, man. I love independent artists because I know at the end of the day, me being an independent entertainer alone, it's not cheap. And I sometimes the viewers and the listeners, they get lost in that, and they, you know, they forget about respecting the work that you put in to even create the art. You know what I'm saying? And the money that you put into it. You know, because you, like you said, you got families or you got other people that you're looking out for. So yeah, I definitely respect the independent artists, especially the ones that's managing themselves. And that's what's up, man. Y'all just stay on y'all toes with that. Make sure, you know, that don't nobody blindside y'all with none of them crazy ass contracts, because them boys can get mad crazy in the fine print.
Yeah.
It's interesting that y'all say that y'all really don't have solid management, that you guys are taking care of the business on your own end. So then it leads me to ask you guys, how did you guys find yourselves in this 420 concert at the Coliseum El Paso, Texas, this weekend and Saturday? How did you guys find yourselves landing that spot, opening for Crystal Poppin', LaBebe? I see that you guys just posted that the Swag Surf guys is going to be there too, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah. Really that show... Just cause I've been out here for a good little minute, bro. And my brother, they was doing shows and stuff like that, and then bringing shows, and they was putting me on.
So,
really, just through that, that's really how we got onto this one. And then everybody hear the music and stuff now too, so it's like it's inevitable.
Okay, and y'all been performing y'all did a set at what, Back Nine before?
I did a set at the Coliseum before. I had opened up for A Boogie and Lucci last year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and by the way, I just wanted to add, we're not opening up for Crystal Poppin'. She's an opener along with us.
Oh, okay. She's an opener with y'all. Okay, correct that then. Yeah, my bad on that one. But shout out to Crystal Poppin'. She's dope too.
Yeah, so
Y'all just opening up for, is it Lil Bebe that's heading the show?
Danny Lay,
I call her Lil Bebe because that's how I call another song.
Her little song, yeah.
Yeah, that joint rock though. Don't get me wrong.
That shit hard. Yeah,
that joint rock hard.
Really, her new one hard too. I don't
her whole album. I actually downloaded when I heard that song. I went to go look her up, and I always, when I like a single, I want to go hear the whole full body of work if it is one. And I would listen to the whole album, and it's dope, yo. So if anybody out there don't know who she is, that's Dan Lay, as they say. Go check her stuff out too, man. It's real. She's hot. She's on the radio too, ain't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She on.
Okay.
She really got on for cause she had the song out, and then she had did that Drake, that whole when they was doing that Shiggy challenge.
Yeah.
Hopping out the car and
shit. Hopping out the car and stuff. Oh, she did one of them joints?
I think she might have did the first one, bro. I think that's why she went viral. I think she did the first one.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, it's a new year, man. You get an opportunity by even on some negative shit. You get your ass whooping damn near get famous out here. So, you know what I'm saying? You never know, man. You gotta sometimes just go with the flow. Man, we got Trap Savvy in the building and my boy Clay Cole, straight Atlanta artist, man, in El Paso, Texas area, man. They doing the concert, the 420 concert in El Paso at the El Paso Coliseum this Saturday, man. It's going to be crazy. If you're ever in the El Paso area and you're looking for a fresh new lineup, don't know where to go, well, swing on down to Clips Family Barbershop, where the fades are clean and so is the language. Clips Family Barbershop, where they treat you like family. That's at 12-30, I'm sorry, that's at 12-123-71 Edgemere Boulevard, El Paso, Texas, 79938. That's Clips Family Barbershop, man. We got Trap Savvy and Clay Cole, my boy Clay Cole in the building, man. They getting it cracking, man. They up-and-coming artists, and we just asking them some crazy questions, trying to dig into their brain, let the viewers and their fans get a little bit known to them. Y'all single, man?
You said what?
I said, are y'all single, man?
Hell nah, I'm not. Hell nah.
He said, he'll let that be known right now.
Two big diamond rings on my finger, you feel?
Okay, all right. you married, bro?
Yeah, you can say in Texas, yeah.
Okay, by Texas law.
I ain't Steve married. Fuck all that.
What'd you say, Trap? You ain't married?
Nah.
Trap ain't married. Trap ain't got no kids. This nigga out here living his best life, all right? I wouldn't be like you when I grew up, bro.
I've been there, done that. You feel me?
Hey, man, we all have. I mean, Trap, like I said, Trap don't shit. Get caught in his
I'm
own.
I'm trying to get one of these motherfuckers to act right.
Well, good luck on that, brother. You going to have to probably go caveman style and knock them upside their head and drag them to the crib. All right, man. But hey, and all my listeners, I do not condone and hitting no woman and drugging them and bringing them to your home. Yeah, don't get it twisted.
None of that.
Right, we don't condone that.
Okay. Unless they hit you first.
No, I don't need none of that. Just walk away. Just walk away, Clayco. Don't go there, Clayco. All right. Don't go there, bro. They gonna be like, oh no, he gonna beat the bitch ass. He's
slapping. Nah. Hey, her dad raised her. Hey, you hit a nigga. Hit a nigga like a nigga, then you might got one coming back at you.
Yeah, well, that could be true, man. Let me ask y'all this, man. Do you guys think that lyrics are still important or creating a vibe for others to kind of like rock to the music more and, you know, that wave that we are seeing more today where the lyrics is not necessarily as important? Are you guys agreeing with that, or what? How do you feel about music today, as far as how it's being made?
You go first.
let's see. I think lyrics are still important, but I think you got to know, like, with the song that you're making, like, what kind of vibe you going for. Like, if it's one of them club banger songs, then in this case, the lyrics might not be as important. You know what I'm saying? The vibe. But if you're going for like a feel song where you want people to feel something, then in that case, the lyrics might be, well, I ain't gonna say it's more important than the vibe, because they might be on the same level at that point. The lyrics are just more important at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like when it's, I feel like even today, what you're talking about, like, I feel like they still be saying something. They just be having more fun with it. You feel me? They ain't really they just having more fun with it. And it's all type of music. I feel like people shouldn't hate one type of music, or, you know what I'm saying? Because you're gonna get something from everything. Like, for instance, that Old Town Road, like,
Yeah, that new little country joint.
You know what I'm saying? Kanye done stuff like that, taking from real old school,
yeah,
some rock beats. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
Puffy, he's the grandmaster of that. He's done that a million times with Biggie.
Yeah,
yeah,
all the time he do that.
I feel you. I never hated on the new wave. I mean, I'm an 80s baby. You know what I'm saying? I was born in 85, so I was like, you know, I grew up on like the hard lyrics, and even in Chicago, where I'm from, they did like the fast rap and Twista and Crucial Conflict, if you guys know about them, and then other certain groups and stuff. But I love the new wave of music, and just I agree with you. I feel like they are still saying something. They just having more fun with it, and they having a little more sauce on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they're smart because they're not allowing critics, the small little group of critics, to dictate how they make their music. And if you pay attention to even some of these older rappers, they might not change how they rap, but they are riding these kind of same tempo beats and 808s and snares. They're riding that. Even Jay-Z, the J. Cole's of the world, they are riding it. So
they have to. They have to.
They got to, because it's what's hot right now. You know,
it's called adapting, bro. You're not gonna stay in the game if you can't adapt.
Exactly. The wave is gonna wash you over if you ain't gonna ride it. So
J. Cole said the same thing. That's really the reason. I'm pretty sure that's the reason he put out the Middle Child.
The who? Yeah.
That new single he got, that Middle Child, where it's like it's a club banger, but he's saying something
mad dope.
Like that right there is like that's I feel like that's on the lane that I'm trying to be on type shit. Yeah,
agreed.
So speaking of other rappers, another question for both of y'all: who's the nicest out right now? Outside of you two,
nicest out?
Yeah,
nicest out or our favorite artist?
I'm gonna say who's the nicest out, and then give me y'all favorite artist. I like that better.
I think we both got fucking same favorite artist.
Who, Thug?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Thug.
Oh, Thug.
Yeah, that's probably both our favorite. Well, I know that's my favorite artist.
Okay. Okay.
And then nicest out right now.
I don't even know who the nicest out right now. Let me see what I'm listening to.
When I say the nicest, who's spitting the hardest lyrics to you?
The hardest lyrics?
Yeah.
It's really only out of like Cole and Kendrick.
They're not even. I ain't gonna say it's them. Well, I don't even know because I don't even listen to them for real.
I mean, okay.
What be in your little playlist track?
I got some Juice WRLD. I got some Thug.
Shout out to Juice WRLD, Chicago Braves.
What else I got in here? I got Schooly. I got Schooly. The Baby. He be riding Gunner.
I love the Baby, man. Dude,
yeah, I was about to say the Baby. I'll probably, if you talk about like on that wave, on one of them waves too, like he on his own shit. Yeah, I'll give it to the Baby, bro. Ain't even gonna cap. He going up the right way right now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, y'all heard of Rico Nasty?
Nah,
man, y'all need to check Shorty out. She dope. I think she's from Florida. She just did the show at Coachella. She actually probably did a little joint with the Baby. I seen them take a picture and stuff together. They looked like they was at the studio, but either way, yo, she mad nice too,
Rico
man.
Rico Nasty.
Yeah, she mad nice. So let me ask y'all, who's your top five favorite rappers, man? Who's your top five rappers of all time, basically?
Oh shit. Off the rip. Three stacks.
Three stacks.
I'm gonna say my top five is probably like Wayne.
Oh, I was just going down.
It doesn't gotta be in order neither.
It's not, I was about to say it's not even.
Yeah, it ain't gotta be in order.
But it's like Wayne, who else? They're really like my top two niggas that I fuck with. Let me see who else. I gotta always refer back to my playlist.
My shit definitely gonna be Three Stacks, Tip, Thug. Then it'll probably be.
So y'all really like the South.
I stick to the South.
Yeah, I do, but I fuck with Jay-Z tough. That's why I said, like, I was gonna say Jay-Z, and then
I was gonna wonder if one of y'all was gonna throw Jay in there. Like, hey, y'all don't listen to Jay?
Nah, yeah, I fuck with Jay-Z tough.
I don't care. I don't be listening to too much old school music.
I mean, I'm not even talking about J.O. stuff. He got some new joints that kind of go hard. That he got a couple of joints with Beyonce that the last project they had, it was kind of dope. Like
Ape, they making music for them. You feel me? That's what
word, I'm word. Be on. I mean, but even that Ape shit. If you listen to that Ape shit, listen to that Beat High Ride, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like that tempo was real quick. You know what I'm saying? So like they riding that wave too. I mean, Jay's always learned. He always knew how to ride the wave though.
Yeah.
So, Trap, you only got two though. You just say Wayne the Thugger, huh? You just be leaning it out.
Like of all time, off the top of my head, I know them two is like my niggas. Like, of
man,
all time.
Be mad at that, man. So, do y'all got any projects that y'all want the people to know about to look out for in the near future that's coming out?
Yeah. So we got the new project, our joint tape coming up. It's called Clayco Savvy. The release date is still to be announced, but we got the actual like second, what would it be, like the second release that we doing?
Yeah.
It's like the second release of a song off the tape called Dirty, produced by Dirty Castellano. I don't know if you know who that is. Oh yeah. Dirty Castello. Produced by Dirty Castello.
Uh-huh. No, I haven't heard of Dirty Costello. Is it, that's another engineer out here?
Well, nah, he got some big credits in a big resume. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so he got his credentials in the music industry. Basically, he's done some work.
He just has some new stuff on NBA YoungBoy.
Okay,
and then he has something on Migos stuff too. He had a song off of one of Migos albums too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Dirty.
Money, so crazy.
That's big bro though, for real.
Okay. So y'all got a couple. Y'all have some like some type of connection to him. Yeah, outside of just this,
he's gonna be in the video when we drop it.
Yeah.
Word. Okay. That's what's up. When is the video dropping?
That's to be announced. We just shot
the video like this weekend.
Y'all done shooting the video?
We already done. Like it's just in the works right now. So. We might have like a preview coming out maybe like a week or two, and then a week or two after that, we should add a video.
Man, y'all got other videos. The Naughty Talk Show out to y'all next video, man, so we can get some behind the scenes footage of y'all doing y'all thing, man. I know the people want to see y'all doing y'all thing, man. Y'all gonna have to get us out there, brothers.
We got two up and coming within the next month for sure.
Okay, man, just let us know over here, man. We definitely gonna show up support, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's up. So y'all say when is the video gonna be released? About when?
Maybe about 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks.
Be on the lookout for the previews, though. I've been dropping like little pictures from the shoot.
And that's been
we've been dropping videos too.
Dropping that on again.
Say again.
What platforms of social media are you dropping that on?
Oh, Instagram. Yeah, that's where most of my music stuff goes, on my Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook.
Give them your user tag names to those.
At Trap Savvy, TrapSavvy on Instagram.
At Clayco Jayo, KlayKohJayoh on IG.
And what's your Facebooks?
They can find us both on the same thing.
Okay, it's spelled the same way?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up, man. Y'all hear it, man. I got Clayco G and Trap Savvy in the building right now, man. They on the line with me, man. We chopping it up. We talking music, man. They finna do a big, huge show this Saturday at the 420 concert at the Coliseum in El Paso, Texas, man. Once again, if y'all are in the area, you definitely want to touch down on that.
Hey, we also got another show 2 weeks after that for opening up for Lil Eazy-E, Eazy-E's son.
Where is that going to be at? Back Nine in El Paso, Texas.
Yes, sir.
And man, y'all hear right there, a little Eazy-E. They finna bring that West Coast flavor through here too. Mix it with some of that South, and that's spelled with an F. If you didn't know,
That's on May 4th.
Looking to learn a new two-step or just learn how to move in those heels, ladies, sign up now for classes with Motion Headquarters Dance Studio and learn from the best with dance instructor Pam and her husband, Joe. They specialize in getting the most out of their dances and perfecting advanced dancers' skills. Call 915-300-0070 or stop by at 7198 Merchant Street, B2, that's El Paso, Texas, 79915. Shout outs to Motion Headquarters Dance Studios. They definitely doing their thing. Hey, man, I got Clay Cole G and Trap Savvy.
Clay Cole J-O.
Clay Cole J-O. I just love calling everybody G because that's how I feel when they get, you know, saying feeling like they the fam and them. But that's Clay Cole J-O. But I call him Clay Cole G when he around me. And then my boy Trap Savvy. Hey, man, they doing big things. Y'all make sure y'all definitely tune in to everything they got going on, man. I want to be like them when I grow up, most definitely. Yo, we're going to jump right into these hot seat questions, bro. Y'all already know how this go, man. I'm going to ask y'all something, and y'all just going to give me y'all quickest response, all right?
All right, bet that.
Cool. We're going to jump right into it, y'all. So, who you smashing, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Cardi, easy.
Nicki, next.
Oh, okay. Better rapper, Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie. I love Pac, but I fuck with Biggie more.
Yeah, Trap?
I mean, I ain't listen to it, so I really ain't got no opinion.
You neither one?
I don't got no opinion. I don't know which one was better.
We got to bring you up, Trap. We got to bring you up, daddy.
Smash. Hey, man, I don't condone that.
Smash on the first date or wait?
First date. He's got to smash on the first date or wait.
Oh, yeah. You know this.
First date for you two, Trap?
If I was single.
Yeah.
Is she a hoe? Is she smash on the first night?
Nah. Am I a hoe if we smash on the first night? Hell no. Nah, so let's get it.
Word.
It depends on if we hoe it.
Yo, who the trash is Migo?
I fuck with all of them. What are you talking
about?
Who the trash is Migo?
Quavo.
I can't even say take
what
off.
What you mean? Bro. That's what I'm saying. Take I'm off say, offset be snapping. Quavo the hook master. That's
I'm gonna have to say take off.
Take off, you going with take off Trap?
Yeah, bro. I can't downplay my nigga Quavo like that.
What about you, Clayco?
Man, I fuck with Quavo most out of all of them, but you said what you said. You know what I'm saying? You asked the question and I answered Quavo.
Okay, cool. Fat ass, no face, or no ass, cute face?
No ass, cute face, easy.
Okay, man, I'm surprised by that. What about you, Clayco?
What you mean? I gotta have something to look at.
You talking about smashing or looking?
Hey, man, fat ass, no face, or no ass, cute face?
Put a bag over that motherfucker, boy. Hey,
so my man Clayco going with them buns.
Peach steak, baby.
Yo, brains over body or body over brains?
Brains over body.
Yeah.
Because I can't talk to no dumbass bitch.
Word. Yo, last question I got for y'all, man, before we wrap it up.
Favorite place female. To visit?
Huh?
What you say?
My bad, what you say?
I said favorite place to visit.
Home.
Word.
We the same on that one. I was about to say.
Word. I'm going to have to agree with y'all on that one, man. Hey, appreciate y'all coming out, man. Clay Cole, man. Trap Savvy, man. Hey. Make sure y'all tune in to their social media platforms. They on IG. They're on Facebook. Do y'all have a Twitter?
Nah.
No Twitter. Okay. They on Facebook and they on IG. That's where they post most of their music and their snippets. Where's your music streams that y'all? Where's your music on your music streams that the listeners can find y'all on?
Right now, just you can find my first project and the only one I got out right now, Clayco J-O.
Uh-huh.
Same way as my name, and that's on iTunes. It's on every platform right now.
Every streaming platform, Spotify, Tidal, yep. and all those?
Everything.
Okay, cool.
Amazon, cool. all that.
And what about you, Trap?
Yep, same with me. All you got to do is look up Trap Savvy on pretty much anything. You can even type it in Google. I should come
okay.
up. But you just got to spell it right.
Spell it right.
No Make sure you hey, well, spell it out for them one more time because you know sometimes they get a little bit slow.
T-R-A-P-S-A-A-V-Y.
Hey, y'all heard it right
and
there.
Clayco, J-O-K-L-A-Y-K-O-H-J-A-Y-O-H.
Hey, y'all already know what time it is, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all brothers taking the time out to holler at us, man. Coming down to the Naughty Talk show. I hope y'all have a great show. I hope y'all damn near start debuting your own shows and these other motherfuckers start coming to open up for y'all. I know y'all gonna find a lot of favor in y'all journey. Hey, big ups to y'all, man. Big ups to everybody in your family. Big ups to everybody out there in the Naughty Talk area that came in and tuned in. I appreciate all my fans. Also, if you are in the Chicago area, zero credit check, zero dealer fees, zero job check, zero interest. I love Auto Group, where we believe in second chances. From used to new cars, it's all love down in Love Auto Group, located in the Chicago area, 735 North Yale Avenue, Unit 8, Villa Park, Illinois, 60181. Feel free to call 630-359-3643. Clayco, Savvy, it's going down. 420 Concert, Coliseum. This is Naughty Talk. I'm out.
Appreciate you. You brother squeegee, like it's on green on Luigi. Got my Rio in the deep end. Ain't no more bleeding, no squeamish. Son is a pushy genius. I said the ring color Venus. Got your main bitch on my leisure. Hotter than hell of a heater. Hotter than hell of a demon. Whoa, duh.